Hello, this is Richard Rogers. Welcome to the Tuesday 10-Minute Meditation. So my question for you today is, how much of the infinite do you think you make room for on a daily basis? How many of the infinite blessings of God can you really hold in your soul? Do you think you're receiving all of it, some of it, barely any of it? Because this meditation is really designed for you to open to receiving more of the infinite goodness of God. So let's begin. I should open your mind, your heart, to the simple act of receiving. And whether you experience that as if the glory of God is bubbling up from within you, or as maybe it's like the sunshine that just shines upon your soul, or maybe it's like the blessings of God are just raining down upon you. That however you see the goodness of God, I want you to imagine your soul open and receptive to receiving more good, more God than you've ever known before. Because if God is infinite, there's always more. There's always more good, more blessings, more peace, more love, more abundance. Take another deep breath and just feel the infinite goodness of God showering down upon you. That your soul is completely open and receptive. Your soul is completely ready to receive God. To allow the infinite to shine upon you. To allow the infinite to bubble up from within you. But your job is to allow your soul to be so blessed, so full, that your soul expands in every direction. Holy Spirit, fill me up. Creator of the universe and everything in it, bless me beyond my wildest dreams, that I am completely ready to receive. And in the silence of this meditation, I want you to receive all the good that God has for you. Just let it shine upon you. With your mind and heart and soul and arms stretched wide, let God fill you up as never before. Let all the dry places, let all the needy places, allow all the broken places just to be filled with the infinite goodness of God. Let the infinite fill you to overflowing. That you literally have to expand to hold all the good that God has for you. That your soul has to become greater to make room for all the good energy, all the love, all the joy, all the blessings that God has for you. Let your heart be full. Let every cell of your body be filled with the pure grace of God. Feel that. Feel every cell and organ and fiber of your being being filled by pure God. That your only job today is to receive all that God is. And then when you're full, when you can't hold one thing more, when you feel like your soul can't stretch anymore to receive more God, then I want you to begin to direct it to aspects of your life. When your soul is filled to overflowing, I want you to direct the abundance towards your past and towards your future. What would happen if you blessed your future with the abundance of God? That there is a path that goes in an infinite way from you into an infinite future, and you're going to bless every moment on that path with infinite goodness. You're going to bless your future with infinite goodness. So the goodness of God is actually preparing your future. The abundance of God, the love of God, the joy of God is actually preparing your future. And the abundance of God, the blessings of God, the goodness of God actually heals your past, that in every moment of your past, we are now going back and blessing it. We are blessing every moment, whether there was lack, whether it was unforgiveness, whatever the issue was, whatever the problem or challenge or blessing was, we are going to expand the blessings 10, 100, 1,000 fold so that every moment of your past is just being blessed to overwhelming good so that you get to experience that now. That if there's a time in your past that comes to mind where you didn't feel fully blessed, if you didn't feel wildly blessed, we're going to bless that time now. Whether it was just yesterday or deep within your childhood, we're going to see the overflowing goodness of God blessing your past. That this current moment has been wildly blessed by God. That your future, as far as you can see and beyond, is being wildly blessed by God. And even your past, every moment of your past, every experience, is you are being wildly blessed by God. I want you to turn around and look at every area of your life right now. Your work, your family, your checking account, your finances, your health, your body. And I want to see every area of your life fully, completely blessed. That your finances are being wildly blessed. Your work is being wildly blessed. Your family, your home, your friends, your loved ones are just being wildly blessed. That the overflowing goodness of God is blessing every aspect of your life. If you have a project, a need, if there's a problem or a challenge, we just see it being wildly blessed. That every area of your life is being wildly blessed. That we give thanks for every moment, every day, that you can be wildly blessed, that you can come back to this meditation over and over again to be wildly blessed. That your future has been blessed, your past has been blessed, your body has been blessed, your finances have been blessed, your checking account has been blessed, every friendships, co-workers, every area of your life gets to be wildly blessed. That you get to know that from this moment forward, you are a divinely blessed experience of God. And so it is. Amen. God bless you, friend. Have a wonderful week. I invite you to come back to this meditation over and over again and truly experience yourself as truly a wildly blessed individual. And so it is. Amen.